Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, one and all. Get audio from anywhere. It is great to be here with you on a Friday edition of the show. And what a show it is. What is going on? What is good? Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? A Chamber of Commerce day here in the upstate today, Alonzo. Look at this. Woo! It is freezing your ass off weather.
I knew you'd complain about this, but you know
39
what?
39 freaking degrees.
You're not in Ohio. You're not in Nebraska. You're not somewhere where there's 10 feet of snow outside.
Well, yes, Alonzo, I would never move to any of those places. And here, in other news, I'm hereby fired because both of our bosses are from Iowa.
Exactly.
Mark Ryan does not do temperatures in the teens and can't drive.
I thought you were in Colorado. Didn't you say you were in Colorado?
Listen, but in Colorado, you get the benefit of the mountains and the snow. Like, you get the white Christmas in Colorado, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, the 39 degrees, high of 39 and rain, that's for the birds, man. It's for the birds. We got beachy weather out here today. But I still love you, Greenville. I still love you, Upstate. I still think it's a fantastic place to be. Even if this day is not so much. You know, it's interesting, in our building, too, you can feel the rain. And I've never been in a building that where it's like that. You know, like, you can actually feel the rain coming down. It's something, man. It is really something else.
That's because this building wasn't originally designed for that. When we bought the building, they built the studios, and where you are now didn't exist when we first came over here. So they slowly expanded. It was all open from the bathrooms. Well, yeah, it was a lot of the places were open, and you would walk out and you could look all the way up to the top of the ceiling.
Oh,
so
I see what you're
all this
you're
stuff was
there.
Built later. This building wasn't built to be what it is now. It was an open building, and I think it was like 15 years ago when we moved here, and they slowly built it out. So there are some things. I can hear the rain in my office, too.
You can feel the rain, can't you?
Well, in my office, if someone – there's a ladder next to it where the engineering department is. When they go up on the roof, it sounds like someone's going to fall through and kill you.
You know, Alonzo, I was told there is an opening in your office. And how do you feel about the two of us being office mates?
That, first of all, would never happen because you would never agree to it. Second of all, I would never get anything done.
You know, what's amazing is Lonzo, after a year, knows his broadcast partner here pretty doggone well. Pretty doggone well. I don't think I would agree to sharing an office with you, Lonzo. No, I can't see that happening. I feel like you get enough of me and I get enough of you.
It has nothing to do with the fact that you may be a prima donna and think that you need your own office. But that may be something.
Well,
like that,
listen, it is deeply offensive, any idea that I wouldn't have my own office with rich mahogany.
There you go.
An office, a window view overlooking a lake.
You know, I sometimes go into your office when you're not here and admire your mahogany. That's what I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Do you? Well,
yes.
I got mahogany to be proud of. So you should be admiring it on a regular basis here. We have do you realize how you and I just start the show on nothing sometimes? Like, you and I just started the show and we just yelled at each other for 4 minutes about nothing. Why does that happen, Lonzo? What are we doing?
So you basically have said we're the Seinfeld of Upstate Radio. Okay, that works for me.
Well, yeah, my
Seinfeld
dad.
Seinfeld did pretty well.
My dad hates that show. You ever have a show like that you just don't get? Like, my dad didn't get the show Seinfeld. He's like, I don't understand it. He didn't laugh once. He doesn't like Seinfeld's comedy routine. He doesn't like the Seinfeld show. He doesn't like any of it. Like, he wants comedy about comedy. He doesn't like comedy about nothing.
So I'm guessing your dad's not into sarcasm. because, you know, that show is full of sarcasm, which tells me that your dad doesn't get me. That's probably why he seems to like me.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something right now that he maybe doesn't want me to share with you. Okay. But he said to me, he said, this is what he said. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this verbatim. So, Dad, sorry, but you're just going to have to deal with this.
Should I get the tissues ready? Am I going to be hurt? I'm probably going to be hurt.
No, my dad said, you know what makes that Mark and Lonzo and that dynamic so great? You know what it is? And he's saying this to my mom. My mom was telling me this on the phone earlier this morning. And I said, what makes the dynamic so great, Mom? She says, your dad says that, like, everybody has this coworker at work that they have that animosity to that Mark and Lonzo have for one another. Everybody's got that coworker, but because of HR and protocols and so on and so forth, you can't say the things at work that Mark and Lonzo say to each other. So to listen to Mark and Lonzo is to have a stress release because everybody has that coworker that you just want to talk bleep to, you know, and you're not able to do it. So my dad feels like that is why this dynamic that we have of, you know, somewhat liking one another, somewhat hating one another, you know, caring for one another when the other one another has a rough day, but largely wanting to kick one another's ass works so well. What do you think? Do you agree with the old man's assessment there?
I think your dad is completely accurate. Here's the thing: if you see me in the hallway anywhere other than around Mark
Lonzo
Ryan,
won't say hi to you. Never say hi to you.
By the way, don't listen to him.
I have a great time
everywhere else. Everyone else at least appears to like me. We have fun and everything.
Yeah,
then
right.
Mark walks into the room and everything goes quiet.
You know, 11 people here have told me, why does Lonzo not say hi to me in the hallway? How come he never says hello?
Yeah.
What did I do to piss Lonzo off?
That's funny. You said that about Matt Hogan, and you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you this right now since we're being honest with each other. While you were telling me all this, I was texting him and we were making fun of you while you were telling me that he and I don't talk to each other, and we thought it was hilarious.
Because that's
funny. You don't get me everywhere else. I'm fine everywhere else. Your dad's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You, I dread and look forward to every day.
Yeah, but you dread everybody. That's the problem.
No, I don't.
That's a serious problem.
No, I don't.
Lonzo,
you are painting a false picture, sir.
Everybody else gets along with me, but you. I want
you
guys listening right now to picture this employee because there is a Lonzo at each and every one of your offices. The guy's walking by you. You make eye contact. You say what's up. He doesn't look at the person and he just keeps walking. Like, that's Lonzo in this office. But before we move on, Lonzo, I'm told that you have a very interesting automobile story to share with our not you. It is a friend of yours. You know, we're asking for a friend here. What took place here with the automobile?
See, this is why when Mark Ryan walks into a room, people immediately go silent because there is no off-air conversations with him.
That's right.
So people don't really talk around Mark very much, and that's the reason why when I see Mark in the hallway, I don't make eye contact.
So what happened to your friend?
I don't want to help him.
What happened to your
friend?
And
I don't want to talk to him.
Lonzo, what happened to your friend? Something happened to your friend that was very
unfortunate. All right, you've already given, let's get rid of the pretense. This happened to me Saturday night, and I want to mention that if something further happens, I blame you, and, you know, if it's possible for litigation, I will go through with
it. I love it.
And
I love it.
It will go towards
if
you.
If that happens, we'll call the Blue Ridge Law Firm,
okay,
where Joe Armstrong will take care of you.
I hear you're
in tight with them.
All right, so Saturday night, I get done with my radio show, which is 7 to 9 p.m., 106.3 WORD, called the Upstate Pulse. Make sure you tune in. So we were doing this. We got done. I was on my way home. I wanted to go watch the Conor McGregor fight, which was excellent, and I paid full price for it because it was worth it because Conor is awesome.
40 seconds.
Yeah, 40 seconds. Definitely worth it.
It mirrors your sex life, but continue.
All right. I don't know how you would know that, but okay. So I am driving home, and there's a seven-minute road. It takes about 7 minutes to get down this road. It's through cow pastures, a bunch of stuff like that, a bunch of woods. Before you get to it, there's a bad kind of neighborhood and a railroad track. So you have to stop at the stop sign. So I stopped at the stop sign. As I go across, I see a car out of the corner of my eye coming from the bad neighborhood. They come in behind me, and it's raining really hard Saturday night, and it's cold, and there are no streetlights or anything on the street that I'm talking about. So they get up on my butt. They tailgate me a little bit. So I speed up. They speed up. I slow down, they slow down.
Okay, time out. That's your first mistake. You don't let the guy tailgating you to dictate your behavior. You dictate the behavior to him. If somebody tailgates me, I slow down. Right. I don't speed up. Nobody dictates to me what I'm going to do.
All right, so anyway, Mark has never lived around there, and he doesn't know the dangers of people disappearing when they slow down.
Oh, yeah, because Atlanta and Houston are perfectly safe.
Compared to Lawrence County, yeah. Talk to some people out there listening.
Come on.
So I sped up, and I slowed down, and I'm thinking, okay, this dude is following me. He's up to no good. I didn't realize who it was at the time, so I make a left turn, and I immediately turn right into my driveway. That's how that works. And then you have to go down two hills because we live on the back 2 acres of 9 acres. So coming down the hill, I see blue lights. And it's not the full blue lights. It's blue lights on the edge, which I didn't know they could do that, on the edge of either side of the lights. And because I work at 106.3 WORD, I know a lot of news stories, and there have been a lot lately about fake cops. So that's my first thought. This is possibly a fake cop.
I haven't heard the news stories on fake cops. What are they doing?
They're pulling people over.
And then mugging you?
Shaking them down for money and sex and other things, yes. And then they get busted for it.
Okay.
Because a lot of times these people are stupid enough and they pull over a plainclothes cop, and that's how they get caught. So anyway, I'm concerned about this when I see the light, so I stop in my driveway and I had thought about getting out to check the mail so they would realize I lived there, but then I was worried if I get out of the car, they'll think I'm running, because obviously he could have turned his lights on at any point of time during this trek instead of speeding up, slowing down. He never identified himself, and there is another car that looks exactly like mine in the area who hangs around places where we know there are drug dealers going on.
Okay.
So my next thought is, okay, he thinks I'm that guy. And he and I do not share the same skin color. So, which is neither here nor there.
Yeah, but what
there
does that have to do with anything?
Because when I rolled down the window, the police officer had a look of relief on his face, or it looked like, okay, that's not him. So he immediately recognized I wasn't the guy
he's looking for.
Right.
Okay.
So the whole time, he keeps flashing his flashlight on my car. This is a really nice car. He said that 6 or 7 times. This is a really nice car. And then he said, you know, I had you clocked doing 70 in the 45. At which I said, was I? Because I'm not going to admit to it.
Was I?
Yeah.
And listen, for as truth-telling and rated G as Lonzo is, that's some gamesmanship that I didn't know you were capable of, sir.
Well, you don't right away say, yes, sir, I'm guilty. Why don't you give me a ticket?
Was I?
Here's the other thing. I said,
you were cheating on that student's paper.
Well,
here's
another thing. Okay, they cannot use radar while they're driving. So the only way he would know would be for him to match my speed. And I don't think it's legal for him to do what he did, but I don't know for sure. So in case it went to court, I wanted to leave that vague. And yes, all this stuff goes through my mind while I'm sitting there because my mind never stops.
This is a hell of a story, by the way.
And so he said, listen, it's really bad outside.
I'd like to have officer on the air. Yeah. Officer, if you're listening, join us here on Offsides.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic.
He said, you handled the weather really well and everything. You handled the car really well. I'd hate to see something happen to this really nice car. You just need to slow down. And then he left. So
he let you off going 25 over.
Yes. Which he could have. Again, if my understanding could be wrong, I know we have police officers who listen to this station and actually text on occasion. So they would know if you can be taken to jail for going 25 over, which I think you can.
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
Lonzo, going to Booger and Ryan in Tampa, okay? I'm supposed to be there no later than 2 for a 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. show. Same time slot as this one, right? Supposed to be there no later than 2. It's already 2:30, and I'm already pushing it. And in that job, I wasn't APD, so I didn't have other duties. I could prep the whole show at home and show up and do the show, right? So I'm flying, Lonzo, flying on a road that nobody's on. Right? It's already 2:30. I'm already running late. The police officer pulls me over. Now, mind you, I have a different, I have a last name that's different than the one I use on the air. So most people, given that this is an audio medium, wouldn't know who you are, especially if I show them my license and it's a different last name, right? And especially because he's probably hasn't seen my face before. So I start talking to the police officer, and he's like, do you know how fast were you going? And I said, was I? No. He goes, do you know how fast you were going? I said, I'm sure you're about to tell me that, officer. And he said, you're going 59 in a 35. He said, do you know you can go to jail for that? I do now, officer. I'm very sorry about that. He goes, but your voice sounds familiar. You got a show to do, don't you? And I said, yes, sir, I do. And he goes, give a shout out to Officer Powell. Have a nice day. Gives me my license back, lets me go away. And I go to the studio, and the whole first segment, Lonzo, is Booger laughing at me for that story and being unable to believe that I got out of a 24-mile-an-hour over speed limit. Now, Lonzo, and I don't know if any listeners have ever beaten this. This is not a record you want to have, folks. This is like Brett Favre leading NFL history in interceptions. But, Lonzo, you broke my record for violating the speed limit and getting off at 25 miles hours over. 25 miles an hour over. Mine was 24 miles an hour over. I got let go. Has anybody out there ever been pulled over going more than 25 over and been let go? I bet you there's a female member of the audience that this has happened to, because no man is going to let go another man going that far over the speed limit, Lonzo.
This it's is just 2020, not, man. It's not going to happen. It is a possibility.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it's going to happen. So my record is 24 miles an hour over, no tickets. Your record just last night, 25 miles an hour
it
over.
It was Saturday.
Saturday,
still, yeah.
25 miles. How do we go from Monday to this without that story coming out?
Because I was saving it for Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And here's the other thing. I was seriously considering not telling anybody because, you know, now if that guy's listening, next time I don't get off. Okay.
Well,
next time.
But there shouldn't be a bloody next time
right.
of you going 25
right.
miles an hour. Over.
You're absolutely
was
right.
Was I, officer?
You're absolutely
was
right.
I?
There should not be a next time. But I can't say there won't be. And
well, what do you mean you can't say?
Yeah, I also
you don't think he's going to be looking for that red Camaro?
Dude, stop doing that. I can tell people what you drive, but I'm not that guy. I've been pulled over twice
Black
in 20
Nissan Sentra.
Yeah, I've been pulled over twice in 23 years here. And Saturday was one of those times. I don't get pulled up. Plus, the police presence where I live is not very big because it's a big county. Don't have a lot of money. Okay. It's one of the poorest counties in the state. So the fact that that was a cop was surprising because you never see any unless they're looking for somebody, which right away made me think he was looking for that other dude.
Let's see. I got caught going... Oh, my God. I got caught going 92 and a 35. However, I did not get let go. My license was suspended for 6 months. Listen, that's horrible. And that's a bad action. And I'm sorry that I'm laughing at that. But dude was going 57 miles over. And he did not let go. And his license was suspended
yeah,
6 months.
Yeah, that's probably. And you know what? I started thinking about this policeman. I have seen him before. I saw him at Friday night football games. And so there is a chance that he may have recognized me. It's a possibility. I get recognized all the time.
Okay.
I think
First of
this
all,
was
rule
more
number
of a case.
One, rule number one, you're now an afternoon drive. You don't save things for a Saturday show. You share them in afternoon drive.
I do whatever I want.
Okay, you share them in afternoon drive. This is the high traffic time. The people need these stories, okay? But I'm glad you got let go. I'm glad you weren't arrested, okay? The show is better with you here.
Yeah, but I missed the first fight because of it. I'm pretty upset about that.
Okay.
You know, I missed the Pettis fight, and I wanted to see that fight.
Well, you got the 40 seconds of action. All right. 4 hours of hype, 40 seconds of action. Conor McGregor fights.
There are other fights on that card, by the way.
Very much like sex lives of men. It really is. Really, really is. All right. Coming up next, does this particular athlete enter the category of the biggest regret? This, you're listening to Mark and Lonzo espousing on life right here on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. What is good, ladies and gentlemen? Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Here we go. A major extension going on in college football, plus a quick look ahead to next season. Lindy Sports and Brent Beard will be joining us at 4 p.m. We look forward to that. Truth Serum is coming your way. There are some complaints about the demographics of the Upstate, and that has a sports tinge to it, and we're going to get to that coming up at 4:20 in the show this afternoon. Plus, at 5:20, you do not want to miss this. There is a very specific reason why, and despite the fact that Lonzo disputed this, I made him move forward with it nonetheless. Lonzo and I are going to share with you the 10 best things about South Carolina, the 10 best things about Clemson. No snark involved, okay? 10 best things about the Gamecocks, everything having to do with it, all-encompassing list. 10 best things about Clemson coming your way at 5:20 this afternoon.
I just have to point something out. There is very possibly a scenario where I don't understand what having a conversation or having thoughts without snark is, because it is such a part of me. It's like telling someone who speaks perfect English to start speaking street.
Here's the challenge.
It doesn't work that way.
Lonzo, no, but you got to make yourself do it. I'll tell you why. When I would get in a fight with my sister when I was a kid, my mom and dad would make me, if I said something bad about her, I would have to say three good things about her. And so you trained your mind to actually have to come up with positive things. So I know it's very hard for you to come up with five positive things about Clemson, but I'm going to make you do it, because Offsides is the show that gives you both sides. Offsides is the show that gives you Truth Serum at 4:40 today. And if we're going to be a truth-telling show, if we're going to be the no-agenda, unfiltered sports radio station of this area, then we have to be able to share with our audience the 10 best things about Clemson and the 10 best things about South Carolina.
Well, who decides if I'm being serious? Are you? I mean, you make yourself the arbiter of everything.
You
I think the listeners should be the arbiter.
You have no poker face whatsoever. You have no poker face, and you... Was I, officer?
Was I really going
25 miles an hour over the speed limit?
Maybe everything you know about me since you've been here has been nothing but an act. Maybe it has. Because maybe I'm so good I could pull it off for an entire year.
So this texter says, so you're the bastard speeding through my construction zone. Not cool.
I would never do such a thing. Let him work, let him live. I would never do such a thing. I pointed out that this is a road.
Wouldn't you?
No. I would never speed through a construction zone. All for right. one thing, they're highly policed. And the other thing, they're guys out there working on stuff. I want that work to get done. Those things get shut down if someone gets hurt.
Antonio Brown has turned himself in to police and is released on $110,000 bail. It's the fall of this guy is the number one story in sports today. And, you know, that he's turned himself in, that he is released, that he has an ex-girlfriend that is saying that he needs some serious mental evaluation, some serious, mental help, treatment, so on and so forth. And, he faced an arrest warrant for assault. And, you know, they've got him wearing a vest in his trial, Alonzo, that looks really, really odd and really weird. And by all accounts, something clicked, some switch flipped in Antonio Brown's head, and he's completely and totally fallen apart. It's incredible. To me, I find it to be incredibly sad what's happened to Antonio Brown. And because I'm an empathetic person, I feel bad for what he's done to his career. Now, in an effort of sharing with you a little bit about myself, I don't deal with regret very well, guys. I don't. When there is an opportunity that I have missed or an opportunity that I have screwed up, it eats at me for a very, very, very long time. And if I was Antonio Brown and I was throwing away perhaps the last best years of my career, he's 31 years old. He threw away year 30. Now he's 31. Might have two or three more good years left. There would be a period of time after my career was over where I might have suicidal thoughts. I'm being honest with you. I'm being real because I don't deal. I don't know if I would want to continue if I had thrown away everything that Antonio Brown threw away. And Lonzo, maybe that's a me issue. Maybe that's something I need counseling for, because I have a real hard time forgiving myself. The people that know me the best often say that I'm very, very hard on myself. But if I was throwing away what Antonio Brown is throwing away, I think I would have thoughts in my head that I don't know if I can continue because of the regret that I would feel. He is fast approaching, if he hasn't already exceeded, the point where his reputation is unsalvageable. And yet still, because we as Americans are a forgiving breed, how many of us want to see Antonio Brown get his life back in order? How many of us want to see him get his life straight, make amends with those people that he's wronged, get his head right? How many of us want to see that? I do. And I don't think he's a great guy, and I don't think he's a great person, and I don't know what percentage of what he's going through has to do with football injuries and head injuries and so on and so forth. And I certainly don't know who he was or what he was like earlier in his career at Central Michigan, but the guy has absolutely positively fallen off a cliff. There is a two-part question here. Number one, how does this story end with Antonio Brown? And number two, where is he on the list of athletes that threw everything away? That absolutely threw everything away. Now, we had a caller yesterday, Lonzo, mentioned Ray Carruth. Ray Carruth was never in this class. Ray Carruth was a decent to good wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers, was never in this class.
See, I differ with you slightly. If you make it to the NFL, you are in this class because at least monetarily, you are way above what a normal American
I'm talking about
person
fame.
Makes.
I'm talking about reconnaissance. I'm talking about, superstardom. You do realize, Lonzo, right, that Antonio Brown, in my opinion, and I don't know if other people agree with this or not, in my opinion, was the difference between the Patriots making the Super Bowl and the Patriots going home in the first round. I'd have had the Patriots beating your Kansas City Chiefs if Antonio Brown was on that team. The biggest problem with the Patriots was that the defenses could double Julian Edelman, and then Tom Brady had nowhere else to go with the football. That was the biggest problem with that team. Antonio Brown opens things up for everybody else. Everybody else. You can't double both Antonio Brown and Julian Edelman, and that changes the entire offense. Do they beat Tennessee with Antonio Brown? I think you shake the magic eight ball, and it says it is decidedly so. Do they then win the next round game? In the AFC was the Kansas City Chiefs, right? The next round game, if they had won the first game. I think with Antonio Brown, they would have had a fantastic chance of doing just that. And so this particular year, this particular year for me, I wouldn't be able to get over if I'm Antonio Brown. If I ask you guys, how does the Antonio Brown story end? And if I ask you, where is he relative to the list of players who have thrown it all away? How would you answer that question? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show today. I find this entire story to be so incredibly sad and so incredibly preventable. And I just, I feel for Antonio because I know that I wouldn't be able to digest this. I wouldn't be able to digest this mistake that he's made. Wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know what a therapist could tell me that would make me stop beating myself up over that. Because he's literally, in my opinion, ruining the rest of his life. For the rest of his life, and I don't know if he thinks about this now, but if he doesn't get another chance in the NFL and he lives to age 70, 70-year-old Antonio Brown is still going to be getting what-if questions from people. What if you hadn't been such an idiot? He's still going to be getting those questions, ladies and gentlemen. And that's tough. That is tough to stomach. That is tough to swallow. It would be brutally tough for me. And I don't know. Lonzo, I don't feel like I should be rooting for this guy. I don't. This is a guy who's been charged with assault. This is a guy who's cursing in front of his kid. This is a guy who is such a bad character that Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, dropped him. Yet for some reason, the human side of me wants to see him on a football field again, wants to see his head right. I don't know why that is. Maybe I've got a problem. I want him to get his stuff together, man. I want to see him catch a touchdown pass again.
If you're a good and decent person, I think you love a redemption story and you want to see someone get back to being at least what they were or be a better person than what they were. And I would like to see him back on the field too, because when you see talent and really good talent, the fact that he was leading the NFL a couple years in pass receptions and he was the best receiver, you want to see the best get back to being what they were and not leave this way. And who knows? I mean, I still hold out hope that maybe whatever's wrong with him, it gets better. But in the end, it could be like what we talked about yesterday. He could just be a bad guy. And can bad guys become better people? Yes, they can.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to share with you something cool that we're doing for the Super Bowl here at ESPN Upstate and some very interesting storylines, plot lines developing from this particular Super Bowl game. That's next. This is Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The best song of the 90s, bringing us back. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Lonzo, what Super Bowl number is this? It's Super Bowl
54.
LIV.
Yeah, IV is four.
It's those 54. Roman numerals, man. I mean, who the hell knows what they mean anyway?
Romans.
That's it. By the way, the very first conversation that I had with our main boss, the general manager, Steve Sinicropi, here at Intercom Greenville a year ago.
What a great guy he is, you know?
Fantastic.
He's not very tall, but he's a great guy.
You're fired for saying it. I'm fired for laughing at that. So the first conversation I had, he brings me in his office last year, and he shows me that he has two Super Bowl tickets. So guess what he does today? He's got two Super Bowl tickets, Lonzo, again. Again, he's got two Super Bowl tickets. I don't know what the hookup is here, but he's got two Super Bowl.
Everything I just said about Mr. Sinicropi.
Look at that. Look at that. He said he was thinking about taking his son. You were thinking about going to the Super Bowl. Where does that stand? Were you going to do the lease to get Super Bowl tickets?
We did have a discussion about this, but when it comes down to it, that doesn't include flight if you're flying, driving costs, hotel, all that kind of stuff. So even with the payment plan for the ticket, you're still out a bunch of money.
Can I show you what the face value of the tickets to the Super Bowl are? It's on the bottom of the ticket.
You could. I'd have to put my glasses
see it. I just want you to guess. Because face value, this is not scalper price, okay? This is the actual cost of said ticket. What is the actual cost of an individual ticket to the Super Bowl?
Do we know where he's sitting? Because that factors in. If it's lower bowl or something like that, it's going to be a little more expensive.
I gather that they are good seats, but not on the 50-yard line.
Okay. And it's still not saying height as
Correct.
Far as.
Correct.
I'm going to go $1,200.
$1,200 per ticket.
Yes.
Is the face value of the ticket.
That's what I'm going to go with because I'm thinking he's not paying to be down in the front row or something.
You might want to take back that boss diss real fast, especially if you have any hopes of seeing your Chiefs play in the Super Bowl, Lonzo. $1,900 face value tickets.
Wow.
$1,900. And there are two of them in the building. Unbelievable. I feel like I'm just encouraging people to come down.
No, what you're doing, if something happens to those, you're making it look like you just told me and I stole them. Obviously, I'm a lawbreaker from the first segment, so why wouldn't I, you know, move up and go down to swiping Super Bowl tickets?
Folks, I would like to make an announcement right now because we did something that was a ton of fun last year for the Super Bowl, and I'd really, really like to bring it back, if that's okay with you. Last year we did this little ditty, and it was called Mark Ryan Crashes Super Bowl Parties, okay? And what happened, and you guys floored me with your participation on this last year, absolutely positively floored me. You guys didn't even know who I was, and I got 8 addresses inviting me to Super Bowl parties, and only 4 of the parties wanted to kill me. Okay. Oh, so only 4 of them were setting me up for my death.
Does the dog count?
That's one of the ones that was setting me up for my death.
Just kidding.
You know, I was chased into a bed of a truck last year by a snarling Rottweiler.
The
problem is, Lonzo, that the knee that hit the truck bed is done. But the good news is I have another one. You're born with 2 knees, so the other one is carrying the slack for me right now. I would like to do this very thing again, okay? So if you're having a Super Bowl get-together and you wish to be so kind to invite me, realize I'm still relatively new to the area. I still haven't seen a lot of areas. I still haven't met many of you. I would love the chance to come out to your Super Bowl party, okay? Now, last year, we got 8 different addresses. that were provided to me. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, if you're going to invite me to your Super Bowl get together, is I would like you to call us up and give the information for where it is to Lonzo. Okay, we're going to do this once a day between now and the end of next week. All right, 1-844-477-3776 is the number. You don't have to come on the air, but last year we got 8 different invitations, 8 different addresses, and I was actually able to make it out to 4 of the different parties, Lonzo. And we did it, we put it on Twitter, and I was live streaming the video of me showing up at the different homes. A couple of the people that invited me last year have already, because we became friends after that, we exchanged texts through the year. They've already extended invitations for me to come out again. But I would be honored to be able to meet you and yours at your Super Bowl get-together. I'll never forget, Lonzo, I walked into one of the Super Bowl parties last year. There was an AK-47 sitting on the kitchen table. And I looked at the people in the house and I said, y'all, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been a good ride. It's been a good run. So in any case.
So now you realize where you are and that's just normal.
I don't know if I'll ever get used to that, Lonzo. I don't know if I ever will. But if you're having a little Super Bowl get together and you would be so kind as to invite me, I will randomly pick addresses to go to for the Super Bowl parties again this year. Mark Ryan crashes Super Bowl parties 2020 edition. What do you say? Can I come to your Super Bowl get together? Can I come to your Super Bowl party? You can, if you're following me on Twitter, you can send me a direct message. That is fine, at Mark Ryan on air. You can give us a call. You can email the show, M-A-R-C Ryan, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. And I'm going to get around on Super Bowl Sunday, and it's going to be fantastic, and I'll bring Lonzo along with me. It'll be great. All right. No, Lonzo? No, that's not going to be happening when the Chiefs are playing? We're not going to leave in the middle of the second quarter?
No, we're not.
Not going to be happening?
We're not. And okay. I might be emotional at the end of the game, and I don't want to run
into that. That would be hilarious. But I will be there. I will be there no matter what. And I thank you in advance for your invites. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Brent Beard joining us at the top of the hour. A major extension has been received in college football. We will tackle that. Let's see here. And boy, there was a complaint filed on the demographics of Greenville today by a sports fan. And we're going to get to that. Let's see here. Where do I have that on the coming up at 4:20 in the next hour?
Yeah, why is my name by that?
Oh, your fan article from yesterday. Remember, you said we didn't get to it.
Oh, okay, So I just immediately thought it was a diss on me.
You're complaining about the demographics. That's what you do. Let's check on our notifications coming in here, which you can get to us at 71307. Just put the word ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. You can email the show, Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. Call us at 1-844-477-3776. It's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Lonzo, I said, because temporarily I had the old station number in Houston enter my brain. And I started to say 713-572-4610. Even a year removed, I am still not immune from that happening. And also Twitter, at Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word, at ESPN Upstate. Casey Helderman has revealed 5 positive things about South Carolina. And those of you that know Casey's role on this show know that she's the biggest Clemson homer around. I say homer with love, Casey.
There's no snark involved, right?
There's no snark involved.
Okay,
there's
right.
legitimately
I can't wait to hear it.
No snark involved. Casey also says that she doesn't like Seinfeld and she doesn't understand the hype behind Friends either. Michael Stathakis, who makes a living on fighting with Casey, actually liked that tweet. Nick Ancik says, does Maurice Claret count in terms of players who have thrown it all away? All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.